Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. French police avert another attack. Police in Paris shot and killed a knife-wielding man wearing a fake explosives vest outside of a police station in the northern part of Paris Thursday, a year to the day since an attack on the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo launched a bloody year in the French capital. France has been under a state of emergency since a series of attacks claimed by the Islamic State group killed 130 people in Paris on November 13th. And tensions increased this week as the anniversary of the January attacks approached. Soldiers were posted in front of schools and security forces were even more present than usual amid a series of tributes to the dead. Officials said the man was shot to death Thursday, was wearing a fake explosive vest, and threatened officers at the entrance of a police station minutes after French President François Hollande, speaking at a different location, paid respects to officers fallen in the line of duty. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry said the man at the police station is believed to have cried out Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great. He has not been identified. A massive truck bomb exploded near a police station in the western Libyan town of Zlitten Thursday, killing at least 60 policemen and wounding around 200 others. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but a local Islamic State affiliate has been trying to gain a foothold in Zlitten, spreading westward from its central stronghold of Sirte along the northern African country's coast. Hours after the blast, rescue crews at the scene had only managed to extract 60 bodies out of the wreckage, according to a hospital spokesman. Officials said they believe there might be dozens more dead. This is VOA News. The United States